Roto Grinders presents your first word in daily fantasy sports. Let's go! The Morning Grind. Stevie, TPFL, and company are here to jumpstart your analysis on today's DFS slate. Let's go! Without further ado, here's your host, Stephen Young.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's August 28th. It is 2017, and we have 10 baseball games today. It is the 28th. Yesterday was the 27th. My brother turned 18. My little brother is 18 years old. I feel super old. He was the baby. He was the fourth. And CJ, I feel old today. Like, I still kick their butt and wrist, but I feel old.
Man. Yeah, I was feeling like my prime drinking days were behind me after this morning. It was just a disaster. I was just like,
But anyway, as always, on Monday, the Siege. Do you want me to be a little louder? How's that hangover?
Oh, it's fine now. But like, if I had not discovered Pedialyte like 14 months ago, like I don't know if I would be alive right now. Like, Pedialyte is like the godsend.
You know what, Al, you can't drink it, but you know what's really good when you're, like, drinking?
Body armor?
Body armor. They should, if I was that man, I would promote the heck out of that. Like, drink as you drink.
Yeah, man. I'm
super hydrated.
This is just, the only thing that's worse than hangovers is this baseball slate.
This slate is actually, you're going to have to make some decisions on the slate. We're going to get going here in a minute. But you're going to have to make some decisions. It's an interesting slate. But before we get going, I want to give some love over to our sponsor. If you guys haven't checked them out, playdraft.com, and it's /grinders. That way you guys get a 100% deposit bonus up to $600. I'm going to tell you guys right now, if you're planning on playing NFL, you need to get in right now. You need to sign up to Playdraft. You need to deposit using the promo code grinders, and you need to go in and get your spot in this NFL kickoff. We talked about it on Friday, and it had like 40 people. It has 459 of 2,000 now. It is filling. So if you want to play in a $28 entry, single entry, head-to-head bracket tournament with 10 grand up top, yeah, it's going to take some weeks to get there. But if you can run hot here and you can get through 11 rounds, you're going to win $10,000, and that's $28 on a single entry. You don't have to worry about me and Siege Max entering this thing. It's one entry for everybody, and we are going to make fun of either me or the Siege if we get eliminated in week one.
Just don't lose week one. Do not lose week one.
Right. That's the only thing. Just don't lose week one. I really want to run in this. Don't lose week one. So
yeah. Jeremy, if you're listening, second chance, please.
I'm expecting some big things from draft this year, especially already seeing this thing. We two more people have already signed up since we started talking about it.
I have to drive across the river and lock in my spot tonight.
Like, yeah, it's just get in now because you're going to regret it if you don't get in. Like, awesome job, guys. Awesome job, Draft. I know they're our sponsor, but this is awesome. Like, I would be saying this even if they weren't our sponsor. It's an awesome concept, awesome tournament. So make sure you guys are checking them out. We got 10-game baseball slate. We'll do a play draft at the end. I have a 3-game win streak going now. Yes.
Screw you.
Listen to it. 3-game win streak.
Run better.
I goaded you on Friday not to take Stanton and take two pitchers, and it worked out perfectly for me.
The strategy of mine was perfect. I got the two best pitchers on the slate, and my bats equaled your bats. Like, I did exactly what I had to do. Just Zach Greinke decided to just be absolutely terrible.
That's what happens in baseball in August.
I got two home runs from Chris Davis. Like, Stanton, just hit two home runs. You don't need the extra double and
single and RBIs.
45 points, and I like was the favorite to win until Greinke just did stupid Greinke shit. Unbelievable.
All right, let's get started here. We're going to start with Seattle at Baltimore. 11 total here. Marco Gonzalez against Chris Tillman. I'm guessing you don't want the pitchers here.
Yeah, so like this slate really just comes down to you have two decisions to make, and they are kind of linked together. Are you paying up at pitcher? And then the part two of that question is, are you playing the Rockies? You can't do both. So you're going to have to decision. You're going to have to decide if you want to pay one of these studs in an offense like maybe Seattle or Baltimore, or do you want to go ahead and play Coors and kind of dig through the mid tier on this slate. I think Seattle's gonna be a pretty popular stack here against Chris Tillman. They're pretty pricey too, though. Like, they're not free, but they're not Coors pricey at least.
Yeah, you pretty much nailed just how you got to kind of look at the slate. They're not priced up like Coors, but they are priced up, which is good. You know, we don't want them free, but we want people to have to make the decisions. Let's start with the Seattle side. You look at it, and the top, you know, Segura, Alonso, Cano, Cruz, Seager, Haniger, Gamble, and even Zunino. Zunino's hitting the ball really well right now, kind of flying under the radar. He's batting 400 over the last 10 games. He has two home runs, five doubles in that stretch. So 3,400 for Zunino here against Tillman is a really, really sneaky good spot.
Yeah, I don't blame that. I think there's a lot of good value as a catcher, though, so I'm not, like, just, like, eagerly waiting, you know, trying to get to that position, but it's fine.
Is any of these guys just, like, cross-offs for you, or do you want to get as much exposure here if this is the route that you take?
It's probably just as much exposure as I want. I probably would cross off, like, the nine-hitter, unless it's Martin, but, yeah, if I'm playing the stack, I'm kind of just playing it.
Yeah, I agree. You know, Chris Tillman this season, 2.8 home run per nine to righties. He's allowed 14 home runs in 45 innings. He's not allowed as many home runs to lefties, but the numbers are just not good. He has no strikeout stuff anymore. You just want to pick on him here. And then we go on the other side, and it is a lefty against Baltimore, but it's not a very good lefty. Marco Gonzalez in a very small, you know, 20-inning sample size has just been terrible in the big leagues.
Yeah, he's been absolutely terrible this year. There's no disputing that.
We love lefties against Baltimore, but you look at it, two earned runs, four earned runs, one earned run against the Angels, five earned runs. So just really, you know, five starts, nothing good here. Hasn't pitched more than five innings. He's thrown 4 2/3. So you're going to get that Seattle bullpen, which I need to see how good they are.
I think you're okay.
Yeah, I'm pulling it up really quick. What's standing out to you here for Baltimore against the lefty?
Tim Beckham. He's really good at baseball now, apparently. Manny Machado. Like, if you're playing Baltimore, you're stacking it up, right? This game's gonna be popular. You're really not going to attack a one-off in this game, other than maybe a Tim Beckham
or Jonathan Scope.
But I think Scope's a little too popular for me to kind of even do that. Like, there's enough other good second baseman pivots I would play for.
I kind of agree with you. Like, I'm either stacking Seattle, I'm either stacking Baltimore, or I'm paying down a pitcher and stacking Rockies.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Marlins, Nationals, Jose Arena against Max Scherzer. Eight total here. Scherzer, massive favorite at -212. Scherzer coming off the DL. Just sounded like they wanted to get him a little bit of rest from what I'm reading.
Yeah.
Make sure that neck's okay.
Wait, he's coming off the DL to start this game?
He is.
Oh, what's his price?
Like 14K.
Okay.
Right? Oh, they still have Edwin Jackson. Hold on.
Yeah,
Max Scherzer is 14-1.
Yeah, I'm not paying 14-1.
So?
Yeah.
I wish it was Edwin Jackson. That would make the slate a little bit more interesting.
Yeah. It really would, wouldn't it?
You look at Scherzer, and you just kind of think that they were giving him some time to make sure that neck was 100%, and they had no reason to rush him back. Like, they don't have any Harper right now. They're pretty much locked into the playoffs at this point. Like, he's back because he's good.
And once again, Stevie providing that hard-hitting analysis you can find here on the Morning Grind podcast.
Hey, you're going to get mean tweets again.
Yeah, whatever.
Jose Arena, he's not very good against lefties. We'll talk about that in a minute. Don't want to play him here, right?
Nope.
We've been picking on the Washington Nationals, but I can't do it, Jose Arena. Marlins, bats, anything standing out to you? Is there any BVP here?
I mean, they're priced to face Edwin Jackson. They're all out of play.
Oh, are they really?
I just assumed that. I didn't even look. I guess I should look. I shouldn't just assume that. I assumed they were.
I thought Yelich has BVP.
Yeah, weird. They're not that bad. I mean, like, you're not paying 4K for Yelich against Scherzer.
Like, I'm not. If they was like 2,800, like if he had that Scherzer discount.
Yeah, no.
Scherzer, Kershaw discount, not there. So we'll pass on the Marlins. Look at the Nationals, kind of like Adam Lind if he's in the lineup here against the Arena.
Yeah, him and Murphy, if they crack the lineup, those are the only two I have any interest in.
Well, that sums it up. We're going to move on. Indians at Yankees. Corey Kluber against Luis Severino. 7.5 total here, and it is a straight-up pick'em.
Why is this total so high?
Why is it a pick'em? Corey Kluber just absolutely dominated this team like two or three starts ago.
Because Severino is really good.
Is really good. Two of the highest-priced pitchers on the slate pitching against each other here. Like,
the total feels high at 7.5. Like, the wind's blowing in from right at Yankee Stadium with these two guys in the mound.
We'll see this total move.
It's going to be cold? Like, what am I missing?
We'll see. Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
We hardly ever see a 7 in Yankee Stadium.
Yeah. I hear it. Yeah.
7.5 is a low total in the summer.
But it's not. It's like 68 degrees.
Even better. All right, let's talk about these guys. Kluber, yes, if you can fit him in. Like, if you're not playing Coors, you're playing Kluber, right?
Yeah.
I think it's easy as that. He put up 44 against this team, you know, 2 weeks ago. And, you know, this game's in Yankee Stadium, which is a little bit of a difference, but you still got to hit the baseball. And that hard-hitting analysis, the Yankees didn't do it the last time, and I don't expect them to do it very much this time.
Yeah, I think Severino's going to have Severino profiles really well, and he dominated in his one start against the Indians earlier this year. So, like, I think this is going to be a pitcher's duel both ways.
Severino is much cheaper. You get a $1,600 discount on DraftKings. Is that enough of a discount for you?
It's going to come down to the gun. It's going to just depend on what stack I decide to go with. You know, it depends on what the weather in Wrigley is. Should look up. It is.
There's a total off for that game, I think, already. No, there's not.
It's blowing in from right, so it shouldn't be a bad issue. So, yeah, I'm okay with it. I don't think it's like I have to have it type of situation.
So BVP favors both pitchers in this game. Shocker. Like, massive, too.
Once again, why is this total 7.5?
167 Indian or the Yankees against Kluber. 160 the Indians against Severino.
This total is too high. Total is too damn high.
No bats, right?
Hell no.
All right, let's move on. Braves, Phillies, Luke Sims against Aaron Nola. Nola, another high-priced pitcher on this slate. Is that piquing your interest here at all?
Is Rice Hopkins 5K yet?
We'll talk of. I don't know. I doubt it.
Nola's in a decent spot. It's not great, though. I do worry about the lefties. Like, they've got four quality lefties in Ciarte, Freeman, Markakis, and Albies. And Albies figured it out. Like, that kind of scares me a bit. And we know Flowers can hit as well with Kemp. It's a small ballpark. They're on the road. Like, I understand why Nola's the favorite here. But that feels a lot more just because of how good the Phillies offense has been recently since they called up Hoskins. And Sims isn't very good. So, the situation kind of where I think I'm going to fade Nola for sure.
If I'm finding the price for – if I'm finding that money for Nola, I'm finding for Severino or Kluber.
Right. That's kind of how I would approach it as well.
And, like, I worry, man. Like, the Marlins aren't really left-handed heavy, and they put up 7 earned runs against Nola in his last start, and he gave up, you know, 5 earned runs to San Francisco the start before that, and we know how San Francisco's been kind of struggling. So, like, I worry a little bit.
Yeah. I hear you.
All right. No Sims, right?
No Not Sims. Me.
Is there any of the Braves that you would play here against Nola?
It'd be a stack, I think. I think I would stack it.
I think that's how you'd have to approach it. I don't ever mind Freddie Freeman as a one-off, yeah.
Yeah, Albies too, if you're looking for a punt. I don't mind him. He's still underpriced given his talent level.
Anything here for the Phillies against Sims?
Rice Hoskins, the god, the myth, the legend, the guy who might break the home run record in 2 months at this pace.
I hope everybody's been listening. I know a lot of people have jumped on board on Twitter, but we've been talking about this guy for 3 weeks.
Well, I would hope they'd hop on board. He's hitting home runs every day. They'd be pretty bad at Top Life if they weren't.
Man, hot take there.
4,700. They're getting close there on DraftKings.
Can you play him here against Sims for 4,700?
Probably.
Sims has allowed some home runs to righties. High hard contact. Let's do it one more day.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, it feels pretty insane to pay the same price for him as, like, Chris Davis or Souza against a guy who, like, can't get a single right-handed power bat out. Like,
oh, trust me, we're going to talk about it. It's already circled on my sheet. Don't worry.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, it's an overpay, but what the hell if he's going to homer every game? Like, expert analysis, probably play him until he stops.
All right.
Nick Williams and the rest of the guys are cheap. They're all in play as well.
Yeah, you know, you use them as cheap pieces. Luke Sims, not very good, small ballpark. You know, you kind of work those guys in where you need some value.
Yeah. Not paying $4,200 for Freddie Galvis before someone asks. Like, no.
No. Red Sox, Blue Jays, Drew Pomerantz against Marcus Stroman. 8.5 total here. Pomerantz, a -120 favorite. We know Stroman has a massive ground ball rate, not a very high strikeout rate. Any interest here?
The problem, like I was going to say, like the BVP in me has to like consider Drew Pomerantz here. Like yeah. there's bad and there's how bad Toronto's been against him.
And then the BVP and you should consider the Red Sox against Stroman because they've hit him really well.
Yeah, the Red Sox offense, Devers is starting to slide a little bit, and I just kind of think I want to stay away from that offense for a little bit.
They just don't have GPP winning upside. Do you know how much money I would save this season if I just never stacked the Red Sox this year?
Oh, yeah. At least 4 to 5 figures.
Yeah, like no doubt about it. And like always in good spots, and it's just like, Steven, they don't hit home runs.
I think they've won one slate all year. It was like the Twins were on like their 10th bullpen game in a row, and they scored like 10 runs in the ninth. I think it's the one time they won a GPP all year.
I can't go there. Pomerantz.
I think you have to consider it.
Oh, by the way, Freddie Freeman has good BVP against Aaron Nola.
Yeah, so it doesn't surprise me. A guy who tries to throw a loopy curveball against Freddie Freeman, it just not work very well.
Yeah, sorry, I just saw that really quick. All right. Let's talk bats in this game. Pomerantz is interesting. What's his price?
81, I think.
88.
I ordered a new mouse, so we're going to get rid of this stupid clicky mouse. I ordered a new one. I'm really excited.
Did you get a magic mouse?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Jump on board. Attaboy.
I was tired of listening back to the podcast and wanting to punch myself in the face. So, click, and their listeners that hate it as much as I do, I'm fixing the problem.
I wonder if they can hear my fidget spinner.
My mouse is just awful. It's been too long, and I finally just got fed up one day. I was listening back to the podcast. I was like, I don't know how people can just not punch me in the face on Twitter every day. So
I've only had to order 3 mouses during baseball season this year. It's pretty impressive.
I broke one Saturday. Grant, you're a jerk. That's all. I literally swapped out Chad Pinder like 10 seconds before lock because the Nationals lineup came out.
No late swap for the loss. All right. Any Red Sox bats that you want here against Stroman, maybe as a one-off since you don't like the stack?
Bogarts, I think, is interesting. It's a rare – I don't know why he's got BVP in this spot, but he does, and he's – like a reasonably priced shortstop option.
Mitch Moreland, he's been hitting the ball well.
You're not playing him at first base. Stop it.
Fantasy draft, you can play him.
Oh, that's a fair point.
Blue Jays, Justin Smoke. Probably another fantasy draft play. Smoke's really good against lefties.
Yeah, he's like the one guy in the positive BVP category. I don't really think I'm going to be attacking Toronto bats here.
What happened to Josh Donaldson against lefties? So weird. Remember playing him like every time he faced a lefty, like Nelson Cruz levels?
And it was like first inning. Like anytime you faded him, it was like first inning. Just like he hit a home run in that little area in left field in Toronto. And you're just like, well, that was really stupid.
Play Josh Donaldson on one team today. making sure I write that down after just saying that, because you know what's happening now.
Yeah, probably.
Pittsburgh at Chicago, taking on the Cubs. We got Trevor Williams and Mike Montgomery. Lefty against the Pirates, you know, they got a really right-handed heavy team, but you look at Mike Montgomery, 57% ground ball rate against righties this season. You know, the hard contact is a little bit over average, but only 6 home runs allowed in 71 innings. And Trevor Williams really hasn't been that bad.
This game's a cross-off for me. Like, I have no interest in either pitcher, and I don't really want to play either offense.
Yeah. If Mike Montgomery was like $600 or $700 less, I think I'd have interest on this slate, but he's just not cheap enough. Like when we played him at like 63 and 53, when he was that price, like he was playable, but at 71, I don't see him getting shelled here. I see him pitching like 5 or 6 really good innings, but I just think his price is too high.
Yeah, I'm with you. There's just no way I'm playing him.
Yeah. And yeah, like, I can't even, like, recommend a Cubs stack here. Williams doesn't give up a bunch of home runs.
I think we move on.
He gave up 3 home runs in the St. Louis start. That was his only multi-home run game in the last 10. 3 home runs.
When was that, though?
It was 2 starts ago.
Yeah, it was, like, in the 100 degrees, and it was humid. Like, you just throw that out.
Rays, Royals, Austin Pruitt against Ian Kennedy. Kennedy in minus 128 favor here in a 9.5 total. 9.5 total in Kansas City. Where have we heard that before? All freaking season. If you bet the under on Kansas City all year, man, you probably made bank.
God, I have no idea what. So Ian Kennedy's a guy I'm either going to end up all in on or all out. I'm going to end up all in on Ian Kennedy. I know how this goes. Like, there's certainly a couple bats I'm worried about. I'm worried about Logan Morrison. I'm worried about Steven Souza. On paper, it's a great matchup, even though he's like 0 for 6 with 4 strikeouts, which just seems super, super weird. Like, this Tampa team just strikes out a ton, you know, and it just comes down to, like, if I'm playing the Rockies, which I want to do in this spot, I need a pitcher with upside that's cheap. Ian Kennedy's that guy against Tampa. And the industry has an Ian Kennedy is terrible bias, which is normally fine. But I just think it's going to lead to him not being the high ownership he should be today. Like, he should be chalk. And if he's not, if he's anything less than chalk, like even if he's semi-chalk, I want to just go all in the other way.
I found out why Souza struggles against Ian Kennedy.
Curveballs? Can't hit a curveball?
No, he struggles on two-seamers.
Really?
Yeah, ISO's against two-seam fastballs is 156.
So he's doing all that damage on four-seamers?
He's doing all that damage on four-seamers and sliders.
Yeah, and Kennedy's
and curveballs. But he doesn't hit knuckle curveballs. It's very interesting stats. That's probably why Ian Kennedy excels against Steven Souza.
Just the strikeouts, like 3 for 23 again. Like the BVP. And the thing is, too, like the guys who have decent BVP are guys like I don't know if they'll be in the lineup. So, like, this lineup could come out and, like, you could just re-look at it and the BVP could even get better. And it's just the upside here is massive. Like, the downside is minus 15. The upside's 35.
God, Ian Kennedy, please do not throw Steven Souza a changeup in the strike zone. He could pitch really well here if he doesn't.
Kennedy's a guy that I'm definitely going to be looking for umpire data when I get a hold of it.
But yeah, I think that's a really good call.
Like, I want a guy who gives down and away. Like, give that down away pitch, please.
Yep. Yeah, you just look at the slate. You got to play one of these guys.
If you want to play the Rockies, like, Ian Kennedy is just, like, the way to do it in tournaments. Like, it's just so much upside.
Yeah.
The rest of these guys are just all, like, blah, mediocre, blah, blah, blah. You're not like, this guy's a great option. You're just like, meh, meh.
Ian Kennedy could go minus 10, but he's the play.
Right. Absolutely. The risk here is massive. There's no disputing that. If you play lots of Ian Kennedy, please feel free to stack up the Rays in the spot. Like,
if you play a lot of Ian Kennedy, stack up the Rays. Don't feel free. Do it. Even if it's like a $3 or $4 entry. Like, just do it.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I think this is going to be one of those Ian Kennedy strikes out 12 games, or it could be the Ian Kennedy gives up 5 home runs games.
The thing that also helps is this game's in Kansas City too. It's really helping with the home runs this season.
Yeah. I mean, Austin Pruitt just never throws enough pitches for me. Like, I just can't play him when he's not, like, free.
Yep. I'm done with Austin Pruitt after last start.
Yeah, good thing I wasn't on that podcast.
Ian Kennedy's actually gotten shelled at home this season. It's so weird. His stats are so weird. This guy drives me nuts. All right.
I think I'm going to recall last year. Like, I'm going to go back into the Wayback Machine, like when I was the Ian Kennedy Whisperer from last year, and I'm going to say Ian Kennedy throws a gem tonight.
All right, fair enough.
Less confidence than Miguel Gonzalez on the scale of, like, confidence. But
oh, he's no A.J. Cole, my friend. He's no A.J. Cole. He's
no Miguel Gonzalez. Oh, my God. Oh.
All right, looking at bats, if you're playing Tampa outside of a hedge stack,
You're not playing any Tampa guys outside of a hedge stack. You're not playing a Steven Souza one-off.
I'm playing a Steven Souza one-off.
Why? Just stack
Tampa. He has a 300 ninth though against right-handed pitching this season.
You just explain why he's going to do terrible in this matchup.
He excels in two pitches against him, and he struggles in two pitches against him. It's
But how often is he throwing the pitches that he succeeds?
It's really like 50%. It's so close.
I don't see the need for a Steven Souza one-off. Like, I understand the principle of it, and I did it multiple times this weekend against the Cardinals, and it was a very profitable venture. I think this is the wrong spot.
All right, stop talking about bad. Don't talk bad about my boy.
I'm not talking bad about your boy. I gave him like six compliments, and I just said I don't like. Would I be surprised if he hits a home run the first inning on a bad changeup or curveball? Sure, I wouldn't be surprised, but
oh man, Souza has been like the hidden gem this season too. It's been great. Any Royals standing out to you against Pruitt?
No.
You don't like Salvi?
Is he free again?
I hope so, because Pruitt has really struggled with righties. We saw that in the last start against the Blue Jays. 3,100. You like Salvador Perez today at 3,100.
Yes, I do.
You're welcome. Here for the hot takes. You're not playing Hosmer at 4,800, though, or Whit Merrifield at 44.
So Salvador Perez is 31, and those guys are in the high fours. Okay, then.
Oh, Moustakas is back. Ooh. 3,900. There you go. Another guy.
He hasn't been hot since he came back. I think he's like over six.
All right. Make sure I play him now. Anybody we bash on the podcast usually hits home runs.
Oh, don't you worry, though. Like, Salvador Perez is probably not my favorite catcher play on the slate, too, so he'll homer as well.
All right. Tigers at Rockies. Jordan Zimmermann, Sensatella. Jordan Zimmermann, a flyball pitcher in course. That's all I need to say. Sensatella can't strike anyone out. That's all I need to say.
But the problem is the Tigers suck. If you watched the Grinders live show, I did a very nice blind resume game between the White Sox, Giants, and the Mets lineup against AJ Cole, and I threw in the Detroit numbers in there. They're ISO, WOBAs, and like K rates. And they're all the same. Like, they're so bad right now.
Like, CJ, I've been telling you this for 2 weeks.
I understand that, but, like,
it took you having to look at it, right? Yeah, they're bad.
Like, I knew they weren't good. I didn't realize that they were, like, we should be streaming pitchers against them bad.
Sensatella is a minus 161, and the Rockies have a 7 implied team total.
Yeah, I'm not getting cute here. Like, I'm just playing Rockies. I'm hoping people decide that they want to pay up for a star pitcher and pick one of these other good offenses. I just have to have the Rockies here, and that's just the end of it. Like, I just won't play if I was going to fade the Rockies in this situation. So for me, it's just as much Rockies as I can handle.
Like, the Tiger bat that you would want is Justin Upton. He's the highest-priced player in this game. Of course, like – he's higher. He's highest price. He's higher than Nolan Arenado.
Yeah, like, just – I have no interest.
Miguel Cabrera at 3,800 is
– just stack the Rocky, Stevie.
I know. I'm just looking at pricing really quick. Oh, Victor Martinez is out? He got hurt?
I mean, they're also playing the National League. He wasn't going to play anyways.
He got placed on the 10-day DL with an irregular heartbeat.
All right. Well, I'm sorry I made fun of him.
You didn't really make fun of him. You just said he wasn't going to play.
Yeah. I was about to say, like, he put on the DL for NL Parks, but that's a little more serious than that.
Right.
Hope he's all right.
Yeah, Rocky stack. All right, let's move on. Athletics at Angels. Daniel Gossett against Andrew Heaney. 9.5 total here. Heaney a 165 favorite here against Oakland. And I don't get it. I guess Gossett's not good, but
I think this is a lot of respect for the A's offense or the Angels offense.
Yeah, like, you know, we haven't really seen anything from Heaney. Like, he's allowed 7 home runs in 2 games. He allowed 3 home runs to Texas and 4 home runs to Baltimore in his first 2 starts.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't that.
7 home runs in 2 starts.
I know. But this Oakland team swings and misses so much.
I know, but they got some nice right-handed power in this lineup, Ryan.
I can't wait until Chris Davis is chopping against Andrew Heaney. Once again, like, everybody plays him against lefties for reasons I still don't understand. Like,
oh, Ryan Healy, click in my lineup.
I think the Oakland offense is going to be a very popular option if you're paying up a pitcher today.
Yeah, but outside of Healy, maybe Pinder. Like, who else do you play?
Semien, Crush,
Chapman. Yeah, but they're not. They're better against righties.
I'm telling you what people are going to do.
No, I know. I'm glad we're talking it out. I'm just saying, it's just like,
I agree with it. Like, if you're looking for an offense that you think has a ton of upside here against a guy who's been giving up a ton of home runs and you want Kluber, like, what's the other option? We haven't really, like, we talked about those early games, but they're pretty expensive. Like, there's not, like, an obvious, like, plan B. The Phillies, I guess, is an option. But, like, Hoskins is $4,700. Like, that's not exactly the cheapest stack in the world anymore.
No, I know.
You know, like, is Tampa the stack against Kennedy? But Kennedy, it's not like those Tampa bats are free. Like, I think it's going to be Oakland or L.A. I think there's going to be a lot of interest in this game for bats if you're going to pay up for Kluber.
Yeah, I just wish they were a little cheaper.
Just a little bit cheaper.
And I wish, like the guy I want to play is, like, Valbuena, but, like, he's $3,600, but he's first base, third base. I'm playing Ryan Healy, like, and you got to leave a spot open for Nolan Arenado if you're stocking the Rockies. So, like, are you okay with playing Ryan Healy at first base? Like, that's not a question for me. That's a question for you. I'm biased. Of course I'm playing Ryan Healy. I don't care.
Yeah, oh, my God. It's pulling up the price for the next game.
I think we're going to get some value from the next game. We'll talk about that, too.
Yeah, I think you and I are the same guy. I just don't really want to be in a spot where I'm playing Ryan Healy at first base today.
All right.
But that's not saying I wouldn't do it if everything else was what I wanted it to be. Like, I've done it before, but it's not exactly a situation that I'm, like, seeking out.
He has the numbers to be able to play at first base. I'll say that.
Yeah, like, it's not like the worst play I've ever seen, but it's not.
He's a 304 ISO with a 434 WOBA against left-handed pitching this season against a guy that's allowed 7 home runs in 2 games.
Yeah, I mean, again, like,
Do you realize nobody else from Oakland has an ISO over 200 against left-handed pitching this season?
Yeah, you bring this up every time that everyone wants to play the A's against left-handed pitching.
God, can we play Ryan Healy? They have a 27% K rate. I mean, can we play Heaney? They have a 27% K rate against left-handed pitching.
I'm so biased. He burned me so hard against Texas.
Me too. We love lefties against Texas. But, like,
I have to go back and watch that start. I was at a soccer match, and I didn't watch it.
Already see Tyler Skaggs getting a start in this series and just burning the hell out of me. Like, why did I pull this up? I hate when I pull up numbers and it's just, like, opposite of what I want to do.
The problem with the 7 home runs and 2 starts, like, I just want to throw away. Like, he's not a guy who gives up a ton of home runs. Like, maybe he's just, like, not 100% back yet. Like, I don't know.
Got to shake off the dust. It's not easy to come back from injury.
Yeah. I think it's fine. Like, if you're trying to fit the Rockies in,
So with the Angels in 2015, his last full season, he pitched 6 innings before he got hurt last year. He had a .77 home run per 9. So that's going to digress. Just saying. I don't know, man. This is a first-round high prospect guy. Like, Heaney's a good pitcher. I think he might be the GPP guy we're looking for here, too.
I mean, I, I, I,
a $5,100 guy against a team that has a 27% K rating.
I know. I'm not.
I hate it. I hate it. Like, I'm thinking this way, but, like.
Okay, so, like, here's the case against, like, for Heaney, right? Like, he's not going to give up 7 home runs and 10 innings moving forward.
Right.
It's not like he's getting shelled outside of the home run ball. He's not walking anybody.
Oh, God. Can I? You don't want to hear these numbers. 3.3 xFIP in Texas against Texas and 4 xFIP against Baltimore.
Yeah, he gave up double dong to Beltre in that game, if I remember correctly.
Oh, I almost said a bad word.
I almost stopped myself. I had to hit the mute button once already.
Yeah. Guys, you guys already know we're tournament players. So when I see Andrew Heaney at 5,100 against a team that has a 27% K rate, like, I'm going to have exposure.
If I can find a way to do Kennedy, Pomeranz, and Rockies, I think that's my default. But
fair enough.
Like, I would love a pitcher in the next game, except the injury concerns. Let's just talk about that next game and then come back and try to handle this as a group conversation.
All right, Giants, Padres, Jeff Samardzija against Chacin, 7.5 total. Chacin, a -120 favor here.
Yeah, except I was perfectly happy to just be like, why am I going to play Chacin? And then I pull up the injury report. Chacin is dealing with swelling in his pitching hand. Well, that's not good.
I didn't see that. Oh, man, I love baseball. But you can't play Chacin here, right?
I wanted to. Funny is, like, I you know, it's
it makes,
like,
sense. Look at his last 4 starts. 4 earned runs. Like, I don't know. Oh, man, I love this slate. I already know I'm going to get suckered into way too many lineups here.
See, that's the one thing I'm not going to do. I'm just going to play, like, one. I'm going to make a stand, and I'm just going to live with it.
This is what I'm doing. Work or don't work. Oh, Cargo is way too cheap on DraftKings. Just saying. All right.
Like, if I find out Chacin's fine, like, he goes back into consideration for me. But, like, swelling your pitching hand, boy, that doesn't sound very good.
Any interest here in Samardzija?
No. None. Zero. What? This happens every time. People play Samardzija against the Padres. The Padres then rock Samardzija. Everyone goes, what the hell happened?
His K rate is, like, I love looking at, like, especially getting into this part of the season, I love looking at, like, monthly stats, and his K rate is way down over the last 30 days.
And the Padres own him.
Good. And I don't have to worry about it. His K rate's down 5%, CJ. 5% in the last 30 days. That's a lot.
Hector Sanchez is my lock and load catcher play of the day.
I knew you were going to say that. Every time he plays the Giants.
Yeah, it's BBP versus Samardzija, 6-for-12 with 3 home runs.
Oh, please crack the lineup.
Of course he's going to crack the lineup.
Hey, we've seen worse.
Andy Green, for the most part, has been a very good manager when it comes to lineups decisions this year.
Oh, man, you can do it. Oh, God, you can do it.
I know what you try to do.
Stack Rockies with Kluber and Heaney.
Oh, you can do that?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh,
I love this slate. I'm going to get crushed with this slate because Heaney's going to get rocked, but
We're going to be in such good spot and just know that Heaney's going to be the guy to just completely destroy.
What's great is we can record the podcast early tomorrow night, and I can go to sleep.
No, I'm not going to give you that satisfaction.
Yeah, then I'm going to record the podcast by myself tomorrow.
No, you're going to have to watch the first 2 innings with me. We're going to record the podcast at like 10 Eastern, and we're going to be here hitting the mute button every 5 seconds.
I don't know, man.
I like this. Mute.
I think I agree with you. I think I like this one team. I just built a team that I really like. Maybe I play one team on this slate. I roll out my Andrew Heaney, my Corey Kluber. my Rockies, and I just let it ride.
Just let it ride. You can't cover all the pivots. Like, it's not worth it. Like, take a stand, play. Like, it's because if you hit, and that's the thing. Like, this is one of those slates where, like, if you hit, you're just gonna hit.
Yep.
Nothing's gonna be insanely chalky on this board. So, like, it's just if you hit, you're just gonna be in a great spot.
Yeah. I think that's what I'm gonna do. I think I just talked
about the Pablo Sandoval BVP. All right.
No chance.
Kidding. That was a joke.
No, no chance.
It's really
good. All right. I'm sending you a play draft.
Yeah, play draft.
Are there any cheap bats in that San Francisco Padres game that you like? Yeah, outside of your boy?
Spangenberg is 5-for-7 with 3 extra base hits.
Yeah, he's 3,400. Denard Span's 3,400. Jared Parker's 37. If Chancin's hand's really that messed up, maybe you can get some of these guys.
Yeah.
I don't see any, like, major values here.
Yeah, I don't either.
Ryder Jones finally has third base eligibility.
By the way, I like your new profile picture on draft. Oh, what a shocker.
I do have first pick. I don't know. Today is not a day that, like...
I was going to say, actually, I don't know if you want the first pick today.
I'm going to take Kluber, but, like...
Yeah. Oh, there's no... Man... I wish we had, before you had taken the pick, we could have just rolled, we could have ruled Coors in. I think it would have been a way more interesting draft.
If you no. Ruled Coors Hell in. No. Ban Coors.
All right, Severino. And. Oh, you know what? I think I'm just going to take a hitter.
Yeah, I like some of these hitters outside of Coors, too. Look at that. Chris Davis, second highest projected guy.
I'm going to take my boy.
I know you're going to take. It's going to make me mad.
Well, jeez. Well, that's not good. Wow. I had not read that report. Did you read this Freddie Freeman report from 2 days ago?
That's who I was saying you're going to take. It's going to piss me off.
Oh, so until I read this report. Freeman said his wrist aches and he's not as strong as he was before being hit by a pitch in May. He said he's about 80%. And once I started swinging again, it hasn't gotten any better.
Well, then.
Yeah, we will keep scrolling.
Well, then.
Yeah, right?
That makes that Freddie Freeman one-off fade a lot easier.
Right? Yeah, like, I'm not tough. Man, you know, I should just take the GOAT. I'm going to take Trout. Gossett's terrible.
Can't believe you did that. You messed up.
What did I do?
You messed up big time.
Now I'm willing to see what you did. Oh, shit. I totally forgot.
Oh, 4 in a row, baby. 4 in a row.
Oh, it's over. I forgot the Scherzer's on the slate. Oh, my God.
Well, you know what made me remind my – like, I was like, man, Stanton's right there. And then I clicked in and said Edwin Jackson. I said, nope, that's Scherzer, and CJ didn't take him. Yeah, buddy.
You know, funny thing is I clicked on Stanton, too, saw Edwin Jackson, and I didn't put one and one together to get two. Actually, you know what? That's actually not, like, the end of the world. Like, I can actually make that work now. It's not good, but I can make that work.
I'm just going to ride it. I'm just going to ride it. I'm just going to ride it. Just going to ride it.
No!
Just going to ride it.
No!
Yep.
Prick. Yeah. God, I can't believe I forgot he was on the slate. All right, Ian Kennedy, since I need K upside, I'll save you for the last pick, obviously, since Stevie's got two pitchers already. But
you know, if Cowart plays, it makes this slate so wonderful.
Stop building the team that's on my screen.
Just saying.
God, I can't believe I forgot that freaking Scherzer was on the slate. Damn it. God, giving you a free win this point of the year is just really not good. Oh, damn it. Oh, actually, wait a minute. I'm going to write a note. Drive across border and register play drafts immediately.
Oh, because he's not on the slate.
Ah, see?
Yeah, but I get the beat to do it. I get to do it when we're off the podcast.
Yeah, but then the problem is I'm going to drive across the border and we're going to be on the same damn three-mans.
Yeah, well. I'll post just head-to-heads then.
Oh, man.
Because the head-to-heads is definitely the advantage.
Yeah.
Set your first three picks as Kluber, Severino, Scherzer.
Well, it would be – God, would you take – God, I could have had Severino, Scherzer, and just locked up this slate. God damn it. God, you didn't even say anything when you got the first pick, too. You acted all excited.
I didn't act excited. I said, I don't know if I want the first pick.
Yeah, I just thought you were just being semantic. I thought you were just being semantics. Oh, this is awful. I don't know. I'm just so tilted right now. I don't know what to do. Every time I've like almost clicked on a Coors player like four times already.
You know what stinks about playing Heaney in my one lineup? I can't play Healy. Kind of makes me sad.
You'll deal. I took Machado eventually after just tilting for 5 minutes. Then I will take, you know, I should have just done this from the beginning. Yeah, I'm just going to take a two-man Baltimore stack and try to beat you with the stack.
I like it. I like it. I'm going to do a two-man stack too.
Cano and
Cruz. Yeah.
God, I can't believe I choked. Oh, this is going to hurt for a while.
Making it four. Baseball season getting end.
Yeah, it's not good.
Shotgun beer videos are coming next time Siege is in Florida.
Oh, this is not good. This is not good.
All right, so the draft ended up. I got Kluber, Scherzer, Hoskins, Cano, Cruz. CJ has Severino, Kennedy, Trout, Machado, Scope. So the hitters are pretty even here. We both went with it.
If I just had Scherzer over Kennedy, this whole thing just looks way better.
Yeah, I've been pissed, but yeah. All right, let's play some Home Run Derby, and I'll let you go first since I know you're kind of sad.
Kind of sad. Yeah, you took Hoskins, too. You can't even freaking use him in the damn game.
I know. Wonderful.
I'll take Nick Williams.
Like it. Since I can't play him because I'm only going to play one team, I'm going to play
Dino.
Healy. Oh, all right. I knew the Vito was coming. All right. I'm going to take Souza.
It's fine.
50. And then, God. Alonzo.
Okay. I'm taking Hector Sanchez.
Vito. You know why I vetoed him. You know exactly why I vetoed him.
Oh, you blew a
press. Hopefully, okay. We're going to find out how powerful the veto is right now.
I'll take Lomo for right. Heston Hedge Life. And I will take God. You know what's random? The Marlins have 10 home runs off of freaking Scherzer.
That doesn't shock you, does it? He throws hard and he gives up home runs.
And hopefully he gives up some tomorrow. Karma. If there's karma out there.
What's even better is I'm not going to play him in DFS at 14K either. So
you took Cano and Cruz, right?
Yep. And I just took Alonzo.
Yeah. Oh, you took Alonzo. Damn it. Let me take God. Just try to take a Coors guy. You're not allowed to do that this game.
I got a bonus Coors thing coming up. Don't worry.
Oh, man. Give me Anthony Rizzo. He should just keep destroying Trevor Williams. He's terrible.
All right. I'm going to take Daniel Murphy.
Okay.
I think you're paying up at second base. I think Daniel Murphy's a good pivot off of Robinson Cano today. A little sneaky. All right. We had a listener before the podcast started. He messaged me on Twitter, and he asked us to rank our favorite two bats from Coors Field. And I thought it was interesting. We know we do the Home Run Derby. We eliminate them from everything that we do because it's just such an amazing spot. If you had to pick two guys that you just had to build your lineup around today, who would it be?
I would probably take Reynolds and Arenado. This is a guy, like, Zimmerman has problems with right-handed power, and we know that's what Reynolds has.
Yeah, and, you know, the fly ball rate, too, is up there for Zimmerman, so.
Yeah, I think I would take the – actually would take the righties here.
I mean, if I had to take two, it's probably like factoring in price. I don't know. It's really hard anytime you get this not to take Blackman.
By the way, Story might not play. Like, there's a report coming out they might put Mike Desmond play shortstop.
That'd be just fantastic.
Like, Pat, come on, buddy, this is your chance. Gotta get some hits. Gotta produce.
Get in the lineup so I can play him.
He might. He's been playing like every day.
Crack that. Make that easier for me over here, buddy.
Ben Story, throw in Pat in that eight hole, do the wraparound with the righties.
So that there it is. You know, I think I would go Arenado Blackman, not to go like.
But, wow! Breaking news!
Yeah.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Hey, if I had to rank the top two guys, that's who I'd take.
Man, you set this whole thing up, and then you just took like the two most obvious things. He learned absolutely nothing.
If you had to fade somebody from the Rockies, who would it be?
Oh,
it's the same guy for me every time.
DJ.
Yeah, I'd never play him.
Yeah, except I actually think this is a really good DJ spot. Can't do that.
That's fine. Like,
I think I actually fade Cargo for the ownership.
Yeah, that's a good call. DJ has 6 home runs this season.
Yeah, he's been terrible. I don't know why. But...
He doubled down against the Braves, though.
Yeah, the one day in the roster.
Yeah, he missed the one double dong in the season.
Yeah. Sounds, that's been the Rockies in general for me this year.
All right, we're going to get out of here. Like we mentioned, if you guys haven't signed up for the PlayDraft tournament, make sure you head on over there, check them out, playdraft.com/grinders. If you haven't signed up for the Sieges Tournament Tactics Package, it's right there in the season long. You can get it for $275. That is a nice value for 17 weeks of information.
Also, there's a lot of season long like subscriber only stuff. So like I'm doing previews of all 32 teams, recapping some best ball drafts, recapping some season long drafts, and it's only available for season long subscribers. So it's not like you can get the week past week one and then get these access. Like the videos are gonna be hitting. So it's only for season long subscribers. I'm telling you, it's worth it.
Can you recap that Hunt went in the second round of a draft today when I did best ball?
Oh man. I wanted to take Hunt today, but in my season-long draft, you know, it's the team I sent you. That's the team that I'm going to preview. Like, that's such a weird draft. It's going to be interesting. But, yeah, the problem is Kansas City just runs the plays. Like, they just don't run plays. I can't quite get that high on Kareem Hunt, but the hype train is going to be – which is good. I needed someone to take the pressure off Christian McCaffrey, so I'm perfectly happy with this development.
All right. Yeah, McCaffrey. Draft, just so you guys know, Draft sent out a tweet today. If you had, it was what, Meredith,
Ware, and Zeke.
All on the same team, they would pay you out as a winner. So make sure you guys check that tweet out if you have that. I looked through, I have like 80 drafts, and I don't have them on all of them together on any of them. So we'll have to see.
I may have some Spencer Ware. Maybe I do need a look.
And also, you know, prayers out to Houston, man. You never want to see that kind of stuff. I live in Florida. I deal with hurricanes sometimes and what they're dealing right now. So make sure everybody keeps them in their prayers. It's huge. If you guys are in that area, best wishes to you and your family. We're going to get out of here. Good luck in your contest tonight, and we'll see you guys again tomorrow.
Bankroll management might not be the sexiest part of daily fantasy, but it's an important one. And that's why we've launched the DFS Analyzer. DFS Analyzer will help you easily track your results and then use them to your advantage. Just upload your contest history, and in seconds, DFS Analyzer will show you winnings, ROI, records by sport, contest type, and more. Don't just view your results, analyze them and gain an edge. Try our free DFS Analyzer tool, become a smarter, more process-oriented, hopefully more profitable DFS player.